Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
So, guys, a quick update. As we see reports, multiple reports, if you go over to Twitter, I got this from a friend and just checking into it. Biolab in Sudan's been intentionally attacked. Viruses have been released now. Watch what happens next. Yeah, this is just like, again, watching every day is like watching one of those sci-fi horror apocalyptical shows. So we can see, you know, lots of people are talking about this. And yeah, we do have reports out there. The WHO has announced there's a high risk of biological hazard in Sudan and North Africa region after armed soldiers of an unknown faction took control of a national public laboratory in Sudan that has samples of polio, measles, and other viruses. Yeah, that's not what you want happening. You know, when I saw the whole Sudan thing, the only thing that went through my mind was just like a voice saying, something much bigger here, something much bigger here, something much bigger here.
Mm-hmm. Definitely something to keep an eye on. I think the hope is that anything that might occur, anything that might escape, might burn itself out rather quickly, but that might not happen.
Yeah, I had looked at the website of the lab too, and they also spoke about plague upon the land research and tuberculosis too, amongst other things. So fighters kicked out all the technicians from the lab, which is completely under the control of one of the fighting parties as a military base. Did not say which of the fighting parties has taken over the lab. So obviously this is not a good situation. And, you know, I think there's an awful lot of questions that are out there in so many people's minds nowadays about that whole gain of function as the CIA, FBI listen, and CCP too. That's probably who they're reporting to nowadays. You know, why in the world would you take something that's bad and make it worse? That doesn't make any logical sense. None. And here you go, you know, looking at some of the history in this, as you see here. This is from Stu Peters. It looks like Iraq moved chemical weapons to Sudan as far back as the 90s. And then you have all these biological labs doing all sorts of, I think to most people it would seem like absurd, stupid thing. I mean, what can you say? It's just kind of idiotic to say, well, we're going to make it worse so we can figure out how to beat it. Yeah, tell me another one.
I know. I mean, you really, truly have to turn that around to understand the true intention. It's like everybody's out here, you know, what are these idiots doing? But they're doing exactly what they plan on doing. It's just nobody really has the stomach to face it. It's easier for people to have cognitive dissonance and believe that, oh, nobody would ever do such a thing, to deliberately infect people with something more deadly. But you know, you have to look at things and understand what does make sense. And we know these are not stupid people. They have a lot of money. They have a lot of power. They have a lot of addiction to power, and they like to use it.
So this is from DC Drano. Don't let all the mainstream media firings distract you from the fact that Sudan's plunging into a deadly civil war. And 46th administration just told 16,000 plus U.S. citizens that you need to fend for yourselves. There won't be any mass evacuations. Are we about to see Afghanistan 2.0? Well, you know, there's a lot of different ways to look at this. And here you have some Sudan Cliff Notes giving you different timelines about what's going on. One of the things to look at is, okay, so if they were holding off on evacuating masses of people now, and now you have people in control of this lab that very well may have already released some horribly deadly things upon the land. Now you wait until the last minute, you evacuate people after there's been exposure, then you're going to end up with it spreading everywhere. Maybe that's exactly what's, you know, going to be happening here. So I'll give you guys the links as always. These were questions that were given about when are you going to evacuate and all. Here you do see Ukraine's military intelligence conducted an operation to evacuate people from Sudan. 87 Ukrainian citizens were evacuated there in Egypt. And then, you know, they'll probably take a flight from Egypt. And, you know, again, things can spread awfully quick in these days and these environments, especially when, you know, there is such a thing called weaponization of what's natural. We understand that whole gain of function. And you got new virus fears in China, 275 new subvariants of the plague upon the land emerged in a week. So this could be milked forever. And this is, you know, part of the future that's obviously being dangled in front of our face. There was a cartoon that was supposedly done, I think, by the same people that did I Pet Goat. Yeah. That we watched. It was really depressing. It was very depressing because it was all about, you know, again, yeah. Hey, there's a new plague upon the land. Everybody must be evacuated. Don't worry, we got some temporary housing for you. 5 years later, you're either in the temporary housing or you're no longer on the planet. This is just so obvious, everything that we see going on. As you know, hi guys, did you get your coffee? Yeah, this is CCP and the feds listening in again. Watching the birds with the family, watching the crazy humans. This is, you know, this is what the kiddies are thinking. Boy, yeah, these birds are entertaining, but gosh, humans, now they're really crazy.
You know, some people think, especially children, this is so cute, that if your kitty brings you a mouse or if your kitty brings you a birdie, not only is it a gift, but they're bringing it to you because they think you're not quite smart enough to catch your own food. So they want to make sure their human makes it another day. So it is, either way, it's a very endearing act that the kitty does for human.
Yes, please do share your comments. We look forward to hearing what you guys think about all the craziness in this. Well, what can you say? You know, the end of this Kali Yuga period and the dawning of a new age that will be coming. And again, just that phrase, even though it's in the Bible, will terrify some people. Yeah. Much love. God bless. And namaste.
Namaste.